5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What you say?
JB and Billy are on tour.
What we're calling you is Road Trip Brownless.
Today, we're live from the San Remo Hotel.
We're bringing the number one show in town the San Remo Hotel.
Thanks to our van RV, the rush hour hits the road.
Hit the road, fat.
Big show coming up, of course. Damien Barrett, we're going to speak to, because there's a bit going on.
Jim.
What's happening at the Bombers?
Oh, it's just imploded.
It has imploded. And then, of course, there's a local quiz.
Yes. We're going to have a couple of local questions for the local natives here, Jim.
Yes. I understand there's been some grand finals happening around here.
Yeah, they have.
And they haven't all gone well.
No, and there's some boys out in the TAB bar which have quietened down a bit, which
is
good. So
that, we'll get to that, of course. We'll speak to the host, the main man.
Pete Williams, there he is. Look at these Coke bottle glasses. You can see him from here. He's had a couple too, Jim. Stand by.
That's it, and the food came a little late for us, but it was beautiful.
It was lovely. But
Parmigiana. Waited an hour and a half.
I had the back straps.
Oh, and Sam Doherty, local product.
Yes, exactly.
Had a tour. What about that game? By crikey.
Oh, by jingo.
So there's lots to talk about. And then, of course, a really, really poor joke.
No.
And then we finish the show. So hello to you, Fat.
G'day, Jim. Great to be here at the San Remo Hotel Motel.
Yes.
Me and Rabsy have got a room out the
back.
Oh,
no, the two of you are
beautiful, Jim.
Great but company.
I tell you what I love. I love coming to the country, Jim. And they mightn't think they're country here, but they are, let me tell you. Because it's a great pub, beer garden out the front, be magnificent in the summer.
Yes.
Lovely meals.
The water's just there, Fat. The bridge is just there to Phillip Island.
No, just not there. There's water along the road. The road was closed here.
Got diverted into Lang Lang.
Lang Lang.
Bill, I'm driving along. People are peeking out from behind their curtains. I reckon I saw a shotgun barrel aimed at me at one stage.
Well, they would have. Lucky you didn't stop. They would have had a go at you. But so it has been diverted there. But the meals are lovely, as you said.
Beautiful meals.
Just Colleen, the mine host, forgot to put my order in, Jim.
No,
I didn't get it.
No,
but I do love. I had a look at the special of the day. Guess what the special of the day, the soup is, Jim?
What?
Capsicum soup.
That's it? They nothing else?
None of these guys here know what capsicums are. They've got no idea, Jim. And it's a soup of the day, if you believe
it's
it.
There's got to be something else in there.
No,
like
no,
some
just,
potato.
Garlic bread.
Lamb hock or something?
No, just capsicum.
Just capsicum.
Garlic bread, Jim.
Come on.
That's what I love about this. But there's some Eddie down there. Eddie's at the bar there with a cap on right down there. He's an absolute superstar. He's the best drinker in the pub, they reckon.
Really?
So we've got on you, Eddie. Give us a thumbs up. No, he can't hear. Right?
No,
that's good.
Give a shit about you, Eddie.
And I'll tell you, in the corner over there, Jim, they're called the Sanny Granny Corner.
Yes.
Only women allowed, and you've got to be a grandma.
Right.
And unless you go in there and you buy them a drink, you're allowed to go in and see them.
Wow.
And what about this man here, Agent Chaos?
The Chaos is here.
Great supporter of Triple M footy
the
rush
many
hour.
Many years has Chaos.
And as I said, the Devon Meadows veterans, they beat Phillip Island on the weekend. They're on their Mad Monday.
Yes.
They're in the TAB bar and they can stay there.
So they're... there we are. They've got the silverware.
There's the cup.
Bill.
Yeah.
So they've not only beaten the local mob, they've then come to the local mob's drinking hole.
Exactly, and carrying the cup around.
I know. That won't last.
No, exactly.
That will not last.
Oh, so you love the old pubs. It's fantastic.
Right.
But now,
hello to Rabbits, of course.
Oh, hello, Rabs. Sorry.
Green. Got boot to ball. Steen!
Hey!
Green to Steen! Sounds like Matty Campbell, the greatest puncher the West has ever seen!
Jim, you
have to do that. A boring game.
It was.
That one was. Yep.
That was the highlight, wasn't it?
It actually got better.
That was the highlight.
It got better. It wasn't bad the last 20 minutes of that game, but prior to that, it was a bit flat.
Leroy, who's that remind us of?
The most powerful puncher from Perth that has ever been!
We've actually sworn not to play that anymore.
No, we have. Well, you did. I didn't. So, I tell you what, we do need a wrap because there's a bit of sport going on, Jimmy boy.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
Oh, We'll get to Damo very shortly because there's a bit going on out there at the hangar.
Yes.
But did you see the game between Lara and St Joseph's in the GFL on the weekend?
How would I see that?
You didn't see it. It was on the television, on the radio, on the wireless.
It wouldn't have been.
Look at that. There was a lightning bolt at the ground.
Yes.
And they had to call the game off.
Really?
St Joseph's won, 33-point lead at the time. But that was unbelievable. They had to call the game off because of lightning. Unbelievable. Now, what happened?
That's starting your rap.
That's starting the rap. Haven't got a lot. Tell me what happened with the golf. What did Cam Smith do, please? Because he started the day 4 shots off the pace instead of 2 that he should have been.
No. He dropped the ball, penalty dropping correctly. The ball was actually touching the penalty line, which it's not meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
And he played the ball from there, so therefore it's a 2-shot penalty. They didn't tell him about it at the time, which is interesting.
Right.
They waited till the next morning. They should have actually pulled him up right there and then and said that's a 2-shot penalty. But he didn't argue. He said those are the rules. I think it's bushlarking, to be honest.
Right.
There are lots of golfers in the house. If it's not impeding your ability to play the shot and it's just touching the line,
exactly,
let's just get on with it. You know. But anyway, he wasn't going to win it. Will Zalatoris did.
Yes, who's he?
He looks like the man out of old mate Adam Sandler's movie. What's that one? What's the caddy?
Happy Gilmore.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh,
the
yes.
stupid little caddy he starts with. That's what Will Zalatoris looks like. Very good player, though. Adam Scott, a big finish.
Oh, what?
So he's getting himself ready for the next couple of weeks.
So what is the next tournament?
There's two more in the playoffs. Yep. They finish in at East Lake, but a couple of Aussies doing very nicely. Cam Smith being one of them.
Cam Smith, yes. Yep.
Oh, here
we go. The Devon Meadows
the
boys
are
bringing
the Masters silverware.
I haven't seen one of these. Well done.
Yeah, look at him.
The premiers, here we get a photo. We're just on air, but this will go down well. Done,
yeah,
there you
look
go.
At this, will you please?
The Bendigo Bank Cup. There we go, the veterans.
The veterans.
Well done.
Get the coach up.
No, we will at half time. Hang on. We're just going on.
Just go to air as we speak.
Righto. Yeah, exactly. I'll come and see you, Cock. Well done.
How are we going with security,
see
by the way? Anyone who wants to walk up, feel free.
Alana King, Jim, from Australia. She bowls the leggies.
Yes, she does.
And she took a hat trick in the women's 100. Competition.
I saw that.
And, of course, she loves Shane Warne, and she had this to say, which was very nice.
Alana King on a hat trick. And gone! A hat trick for King. 3 on the bounce. Outstanding from the leggy. She missed out on one in the Commonwealth Games. She has one in the 100.
No, she did go on to say about Shane Warne, he'd be looking down, he'd be very proud of me.
So he's through to something that never actually
it's
happened.
Commentary.
Yeah, that's all right. And the Wallabies, Jim, hasn't been good. They got beaten by Argentina, 48-17. They got belted and they got a not good for the Bledisloe Cup.
Not good at all.
They'll come back. They'll come back. Don't worry about that. And that is all I've got because Damo is ready to enter the house.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Number 3, here we go. How many laps are there around Mount Palomarano?
For our van RV, this is Triple M's Rush Hour live from the San Remo Hotel in beautiful South Gippsland. Plenty going on in the AFL world, so Damien Barrett joins us.
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session.
Purple, welcome to you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill. Sounding really good down the line there. Lots of frivolity going on.
Yes.
Good crowd. I saw Cam Pettersson before.
He plays over the road.
Does he? Philip Island.
He's a star, Jim. He's about to take over as the next coach,
by the way.
North
Melbourne and Melbourne.
Damo, you've finally broken something. I hear today that you broke this Essendon story where Paul Brasher, the president, had stood down, actually before the game, the Essendon game yesterday, and there's a new president is there, Damo. And also I've got to ask you, is the coach safe, Ben Rutten? And where is Alistair Clarkson in all this?
You've summarised it up pretty well, Bill. Ben Rutten, as we speak, is staying as coach. We'll get to that in a moment. It's a holding pattern situation right now. Dave Barham, who's well known to people who have worked in TV in Australia for some time and a very highly decorated TV executive, will be the new chairman or president of the footy club. Paul Brasher will stay on the board, Bill. But, yeah, look, it's been a very, very messy 24 hours for this footy club. They decided to have a board meeting before the game against Port Adelaide yesterday. That was because of a movement of some power brokers at the club to formalise, or at least attempt to formalise, Jim, a way for the club to formally approach Alistair Clarkson. Now, that happened before the Port Adelaide game. Obviously, the manner in which that unfolded, the 84-point loss, the dreadful nature of that performance, meant they met again today, and greater and more pointy-ended conversations followed, with the change in official title with the club, with Barham in, Brasher out, and the unknown as to what that means for Ben Rutten, which is where this story will get really interesting in the days to come.
So one bad performance and you just throw every toy out of the cot. Is that, I mean, that's the knee-jerk nature of what it looks like.
Not one.
You'll find the previous week, Jim, too, the GWS loss in round 21, and if you then took out the six-week patch prior to that match and go back to about the round 12 period, it was a dreadful season, and it still is a dreadful season for the Bombers. So there is no doubt, though, and people will have their own views on this, but what I can tell you is that the whole need of some people at Essendon to formally get involved in the Alistair Clarkson situation is what's driven all of this high-end drama of the past 24 hours. There's enough power brokers now who have got influence at that club to have facilitated the movements around the meetings and even the positioning and the swaying of opinions on how that looks and what happens from here. So that's where it's at. Again, the statement only a matter of minutes ago from the Chief Executive Officer, Xavier Campbell, who himself, it must be said, is under pressure, as is Josh Marnie, the head of football, as are several other people at the football club in football departments. But right now, Ben Rutten will stay as coach, but I expect that position to be fully investigated internally in the hours and days to come.
So, Purple, with all of this mayhem occurring, how is someone like Alistair Clarkson going to view Essendon favourably?
Jim, I believe it's ideal for Clarkson for a number of perspectives. He, when it was all said and done, when he had GWS and North Melbourne in front of him officially, while he was going to take one of them, and if you want to use the golf terminology, North Melbourne remains the clubhouse leader. Their offer is more appealing to him at this stage, the way I read it. There is more money attached to the North Melbourne offer. They were comfortable as a footy club going into the weekend about what they had done to that point in time. But it's been certainly more than mooted, Jim, strongly felt that he'd always wanted to go to a big club. The entry, or near official entry, of a third club into this situation, one that has greater might, greater power, greater clout, it's nothing but a bonus for Clarkson now to have a potential third club thrown into his considerations at this late stage of his own deliberations.
Very interesting, Purple, because we know North Melbourne and Essendon don't like each other.
No.
And nor do
Hawthorne and Essendon either, Bill. So there'll be some Hawthorne people wondering what the hell's going on as well with all of that. So, look, there is so much going on in that space, and why Essendon has waited to this moment to at least put the feelers out. And when I refer to the official conversations, Jim and Bill and listeners, unofficial approaches have been made to Clarkson's people by Essendon people. Now, you know the way those conversations work. They're not real until the club acts. And there, this is clearly a toe in the water from an Essendon perspective of formalising that whole process, because there's no way he would go there while Ben Rutten is still being the man that's in the position. So, again, holding pattern the way I read it with what's unfolded today from the Ben Rutten perspective.
So that's the next thing. What does Ben Rutten do? Is his position completely untenable, or where's he at?
If it's not, Jim, it must be pretty close to it. To have, you know, the whole conversation around him and the whole Paul Brasher backing of him publicly. Now, I don't claim to know what Brasher's been doing behind the scenes, but there's been some angst at this power broker level. And you know the way power brokers work at footy clubs, Jim. The constant backing of Rutten publicly and the endorsement of people who are in the positions of power to this point, that didn't work for Paul Brasher in the end. He had said prior to today that he would be leaving the post. It's been brought forward. He will be staying on the board too, which I think is interesting in and of itself. But yeah, look, this is all Alistair Clarkson driven, what has been going on with these two meetings in the past 2 days. And the most recent one only ending about 3 or 4 hours ago, Bill.
Wowee, it's big news. They've had 9 coaches in 16 years.
Yeah.
Let me read out. Sheedy, of course, long time. Then Gary O'Donnell, Matty Knights, James Hurd, Simon Goodwin was there for one game, I think. Bomber, Matty Egan, Woosher, and Ben Rutten. That's all in 16 years. So something's going to have to happen. It's and they've had a poor year. Gee, they've been disappointing. So the supporters aren't happy. Something's got to happen. And Alistair Clarkson, wowee. He was virtually over the line. That's all we heard all weekend, that he was over the line at North Melbourne, Domo.
Well, that was so comfortable, Bill, because they had felt that they had done enough to convince him over the GWS alternative. And just on that, the AFL Commission is meeting as we speak today as well in another high-end meeting in football in Melbourne today. I have a belief that the GWS Giants have wanted the ambassadorial component to their potential offer to Clarkson to be debated today by the commission. And whether that ever is made public, I don't claim to know. But they do and want to be able to nudge, wink, wink to Alistair Clarkson's people that there will be an ambassador component to their offer, which I believe is well short, or certainly short of the financial terms that North Melbourne's reached.
All right, Purple, break with you. Some positives and negatives coming up next from the game's
more
best.
More with Damien Barrett next.
This is Damo's Recovery Session on Triple M's Rush Hour.
For our van RV, we are live from the San Remo Hotel for Australia's largest range of seascape caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au. There's one parked right out the back here.
We just went and had a tour through it. Very nice.
A double bed and a couple of bunks, a shower, a dunny.
I had to wait for you to get out of it so that I could get into it. It's not big enough. Damo, it's not big enough for two people if one of them's fat. Now, we're going to continue to talk AFL footy with you and some positives.
Yes. Yeah.
Sydney Swans are doing nothing wrong.
No, can I start, Damien? Can I start?
You can start wherever you want, Bill.
The minor premiers. I would say well done, Geelong.
Yes.
Who a lot of people
Why are we talking about Geelong? We're talking about Sydney.
They're minor premiers. And a lot of people, including you, Brayshaw and Barrett, said too old, too slow.
No, I did not, Bill. Hey, take that back. In my pre-season ladder, I had them to make the grand final. So take that back, thank you.
Domo, Sydney.
Yeah, let's go there. They may have done what Ed Langdon said Collingwood was all about only a week earlier, about being a one-trick pony and all duck, no dinner, because they were able to withstand them the way no other club had been able to do in the previous 11 weeks. And it just certainly franked what the Swans are about. Put themselves into second place now. With a game against St Kilda, you'd expect them to wade through that game at Marvel Stadium, no matter what team they put out in the park. And, yeah, finish second and officially confirm themselves, in my eyes anyway, which I've felt for some time, the second-best team in the comp to this point.
All right, and the Tigers, speaking of teams looming large, got some very passionate Tigers in front of us here.
Yeah, they've got good reason to be passionate. I mean, Tom Lynch, I feel, is having arguably his best season of football in terms of impact. Eight goals against a depleted Hawthorn, and Emerson Jika and James Blank are nowhere near where they want to be at some stage of their careers in terms of defenders he played on. But the eight goals he kicked are going on top of the four goals the previous week and the four the week before. His goals per average, Jim, this year is now competition best. That's inclusive of Charlie Curnow, who's leading the Coleman medal. And the impact he's had in this recent three-week patch, to get the Tigers out of that malaise they'd been in when they were losing matches by their own doing. The goal after the siren against the Suns, the loss to North Melbourne, the giving up of big leads against Sydney and Melbourne. So that he has helped them turn that around to the point that they're going to be the danger team that everyone thought they were always going to be if they got to the finals. They've got there now. They're going to be dangerous in that first week at least.
All right, what about the Melbourne game? Extraordinary game of footy. Jake Melcham, the Fists of Fury, and also Jaden Hunt.
Yeah, love how they were prominent, not just in the last quarter when the game had to be won on the weekend, but throughout the whole game, because they were unfortunate to miss last year, weren't they, when they were emergencies in that team that won the grand final against the Bulldogs in Perth. So they were the two players, Bill, who weren't part of the 23 from last year, who played on the most recent week just gone. And, I mean, Melksham's impact in that game was as good as he has played for the Demons full stop. And to do it in that must-win game, and it's just it's a great story for him. Another couple of positives. Ben Cunning.
Brayshaw was pretty good too, since he's gone into the middle, which is funny.
It's coincided with him signing that contract, exactly. hasn't it? But going back in the middle. Ben Cunnington, we discussed him this time last week in just getting through a game of VFL. Well, he's got through a game of AFL now. The words he spoke so beautifully post-match after picking up 17 touches in that return game, three clearances, about the support of his wife and the battle and the worry and the fear and the unknown that he's been through with the two bouts of cancer. And just to see him get back, it's just extraordinary. In the same game, worthy of a mention is Darcy Fogarty's form too. For the second week in a row, kicked four goals, three in the last quarter, and he's now had 28 goals from round 11 onwards, and that's a really good coming of age for him in the back half of the year. And a man you've always had a lot of time for,
Ben Cunnington. Bill was sitting on the plane with him on the way back from Adelaide to Melbourne, didn't know who he was. Only one of the all-time great players of the competition. Bill wasn't aware of who he was.
He had a beanie on.
There you are. That'll knock you
anyway,
socks off. Was that Sean Darcy?
We had a good chat, by the way, yeah, Damo.
Yeah. Did you?
Be happy. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
I can't tell you anything because we're sworn to secrecy.
Well, he's a man short of words as a rule, Bill, so if you got something out of him, well done. Sean Darcy, yeah, the Ross Glendening medalist. And I don't think there was any issue with Roscoe's votes this year, Bill.
As well.
Yeah, I think he actually let the voters vote without getting involved in this one, Jim. So he got the Ross Glendening medal out of the derby there, and deservedly so, because they've had a really good year. Just forget what they've done with a few matches they may have let go this year. They're coming from outside the eight last year, and look, they're a live chance on the premiership race. Just a couple of negatives before we do go. Max King's performance, the five shots at goal for no goals and five behinds. As harsh as it sounds and as hard as it is, he cost them that game, the St Kilda Footy Club in that game. So, look, they've actually doubled back now on what they said post-match via Brett Rattenbill when he said we don't need outside help. Well, they will now embrace the outside help. And I'm glad they've sorted that out after the event, it must be said, but at least they're not going to be too stubborn to allow in to his head what needs to be done now, because it's ruining what could be a far better career than the very good one it's already been for the short time he's been in the game.
He'll be okay. It'll take some time. But Lordo's going to help him out. You know Lordo pretty well. Is he going to help him out?
I don't think it'll be public if he does, Bill. I think he's made the comments himself, which have, I think, been really well explained to the layman as to what he thinks needs to be done and whether the club wants that to happen. But someone of significant nature has to help him out, because it's not just isolated to the most recent match he played. It's pretty much the four seasons he's been in the system, unfortunately. So, he needs to fix it up. Carlton, similar to St Kilda, just blew its chances themselves, didn't they, with how they couldn't maintain that 8-point lead with about 90 seconds to go. They did so much right and yet didn't get the result. Having said that, I've put him in as a negative, but if they produce that type of commitment in their last and only remaining game for the year, which will determine whether they make the eight against Collingwood on Sunday, they will get through, because I'm convinced that it's a good blueprint for them.
Damo, if you're Michael Voss and the coaching staff at Carlton, there's only so much structurally you can do. And I thought they did quite a lot right at the back end of that game. But then he's kicking the ball to ground.
Yeah.
You can't coach. Like, that destroys everything you've got structurally in place.
I think
as soon as
hits
that ball went to ground, then the game's up for grabs.
Because Saad would have also hit someone else, wouldn't he? Had he had more time to take the mark and work out what he wanted to do. And I think you're right, Jim. That's where the game was lost. And as harsh as it was before that we outlined Max King's role in the St Kilda loss, I mean, it probably was. While there are other moments, the Matt Owies kick that bounced to Adam Saad at that late stage, the 3-on-1 against Jake Melksham contested mark didn't help either, did it? Late in the piece.
No,
but having said that, it was just a problem of their own doing. Worried about Collingwood. I don't want to be too dramatic for a team that had won 11 in a row and was competitive, more than competitive against Sydney. And had Brody Mychek not been tackled by Dan Rampey, who knows? They would have got it down to below three goals. But I'm right about him, because the Degoe injury, it's a hip flexor, and there's no guarantee that he plays against Carlton in the last game. And they may just make this smart management call to not play him, see how they go without him, but just to have him right to go in that first week of finals, because it's a dangerous injury if you try and wade through them when they're still a bit vulnerable.
To go.
All right. It might be Carlton-Collingwood this week, and then Carlton-Collingwood in 2 weeks' time after that.
Yeah, it could be.
Bartholomew.
Yeah, I'm happy about
look
that.
Look at you.
Carlton supporters, we got any here?
Yeah.
They're three.
That's good,
yeah.
And they're staying quiet.
Collingwood, they've been let out. Yeah, a few of them being let out for the day.
Anything as we let you go, Purple?
I just someone has sent me from the crowd there. I appreciate the photo of Bill's drinking arrangements there. Yep. There's a. You mentioned that caravan only being big enough for one person, Jim. Before the stubby holder that he's managed to somehow use to insert a big pint glass in doesn't seem to be doing the trick.
The always concrete stubby holder.
Yes, exactly. That's a product placement. That is
all right.
Nice.
Hey, well done, Purple.
Well done, Purple.
Cheers, boys.
Damo's recovery session. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Billy's joke has been copied on another radio station.
That's a disgrace.
That's because that girl did it.
Yeah, what's it called?
It's called plagiarism.
No! Yeah!
Live from the San Remo Hotel in beautiful South Gippsland. Make sure you head down after five. Sam Doherty and a local quiz where you can win a $100 voucher to the pub and a $50 voucher to Thirsty Camel.
Spot on, Rabsy. And we have the mine host here and all the locals. I'm sure they love this bloke. Pete Williams is here. He's joining us.
There we go.
Three generations of the Williamses in this pub. So tell us about it. Who'd you have? Granddad?
So my grandparents, they bought it 81 years ago, Bill.
81?
Yeah, and my mum and dad, Lyle and Elaine, and then Colleen and myself have taken it over the last 20-odd years.
And Colleen, the lovely wife there, you met her over the pool table or under?
I picked her up over the bar, actually.
Over the bar?
Yeah, yeah.
Well done. Now,
just a couple of free drinks usually does
it. That's it, Pete. Yeah. So you would have lived upstairs here at the pub. You would have seen some things over the years, mate. Some good bands?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, well, so when I was about, I think I was 70, so I was only about 4 or 5, but where you had the Skyhooks here. And I think I was picking up glasses when I was about 7 or 8, looking at all the girls dancing around the place. So it was good.
Yeah, and you would have had a nice little leftover of the beers or something on the tables?
Oh, I didn't drink that stage, Bill.
Oh,
but
good
I've made up for it since.
Now, Pete, when we were doing this show down here and everyone heard we were coming to the San Remo Hotel, everyone that we spoke to said, oh, Pete gets a bit loose.
Yes.
He gets a few on board, and then he gets nice and loose. Is this true?
It's a bit of an unfair judgment, JB.
On the pool table?
I may have accidentally, on a staff party, got on the pool table, and it seems to get out of hand.
It's We've seen two videos.
Yeah. Two videos.
Oh, maybe twice.
Hey, tell us about Country Pub. You always have great characters at the Country Pub. Eddie Legg has been up there. He's your best drinker in the pub. Comes in every day.
Eddie's there every day. He's probably drank more beers in the pub than the rest of this crowd put together, I'd say. He's a bloody legend.
Good on him.
And a nice man.
Of course he is. Luke here. He was just over here somewhere.
Luke Hill, yeah.
He catches all your fish.
Yeah. What we eat on the plate caught on Luke's boat. We used to go to primary school together. He was the champion footballer of the school.
Yes. Tell us about Harry Anderson.
Harry Anderson, look, he's a...
Well, he
gets himself in a bit of trouble. He's actually dating my daughter.
Yes. What's his nickname there, Pete?
I'm not real happy with his nickname, Slug. You don't want Slug.
Oh, no. Come on, H.
That's Harry. What about the Devon Meadows veterans? Of course, they won by 50 points a grand final. They're on Mad Monday.
Yes.
How have they been?
Well, they're loose. They are loose over there. They're going pretty crazy. They beat the Phillip Island boys who came in last night, but they seem to be still jolly even though they'd lost.
No, I can hear them. Hey, the Walton boys, Mick and Tony, how long they been drinking here?
They've been standing sort of at the bar next to Eddie for the last 45 years.
45 years?
Yeah.
The Walton boys.
And their dad did it before them, so they're good boys.
And Lucy, the local hairdresser and drunk.
Oh, no.
Look at her. There's Lucy in the Geelong jumper.
Yeah, if you want to see someone who does get loose, that's Lucy.
Come on. And did you snap your Achilles loose? Did you hurt yourself?
Yes. She's on crutches. Yeah.
On crutches.
She's the reason I've got such a good haircut, though, because she cuts our hair.
It looks like you've got a wig on, to be honest. But is that real?
Bill's grabbing him by the hair.
I can't believe Lucy down there has got number 16 on. She remembers the good old days. You have
not,
about
Luce.
That.
That's not number 16.
Yeah. Yes.
Gavin Exel.
Yeah,
that's who she remembers.
Oh, mate, but great times. Good crowd for a Monday. Not a bad crowd, Pete.
Yeah, well, normally we've got Eddie and the Waltons and a couple others up there. So it's fantastic to have such a great crowd. We appreciate you guys getting down here.
We've had a beautiful feed, by the way, and one off the wood.
Yes, the Carlton draft, of course. I saw another, Stewie Naismith. He's he owns Across Keys, doesn't he, in Essendon?
Yes, Stewie will turn up anywhere for a drink, so he's come down to have a beer and
pump up the pub. You have the spinning wheel every Thursday night from 4 to 6. The capsicum suit, the special today. Not sure about that, Jim. But tell us about what else we got here.
Well, the capsicum suit's not really our feature, but we've got a beautiful beer garden.
Yes.
Which has been fantastic. We're actually doing one of the things we are doing since COVID. We're doing takeaway and delivery. So everyone loves us. We go around the little thirsty camel van and pick up all the, drop off all the food. But
good.
Our food's probably our biggest thing here. We actually won the award, Bill.
The AHA.
We won the best local dining in regional Victoria, so...
Wow.
That
helps when you're on the committee, doesn't it, Pete?
Well, I haven't been cooking the food's the main reason we won.
Sorry. Is there a rubbity over on the island, or do all the Phillip Island people come here to... drink.
There is, there's a pub and a sort of another pub, but a lot of them do come here. They're,
so no, Bill, is yes, my understanding. Clean answer to that. No.
Who do you sponsor? What, the local cricket clubs, footy clubs, who?
We sponsor Phillip Island, Killy Bus, the two local footy teams. We pretty much sponsor everyone, though, the tennis club and the... We love the Wontagi people, but
the sporting clubs can get stuffed is what we're getting out of that.
So you got free grog on. What time today? What time, Pete? Pete,
I can't
Williams.
Hear you, Bill. My microphone's not
well done. Great to be at your pub, mate. Well done to you and Colleen and all the girls. The three girls, only one here today with the slug. But we'll hang around, we'll have a beer, we'll have a feed. And thank you, Pete Williams, the mine host of San Remo Hotel Motel.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I think you've got it on the long ways.
On the what?
On the long ways Zoom. Paramatic.
For our van RV, this is Triple M's Rush Hour live from the San Remo Hotel where the Skyhooks have played. Sam Doherty, local legend, to join us after five. But JB, you've ran into someone you know.
Oh, Cam Pedersen, of course, played some very nice football for Melbourne, but it was North that put him on the map. How are you, mate?
I'm going well. How are you?
Oh, no, you're a very fine player for both clubs. What are you doing now, please? You live around here?
Yeah, just live in Cowes and work at New Haven College, PE teacher.
I just had a fine young man come up from New Haven College. So what about footy? You still having a kick?
Yeah, still having a kick at Phillip Island. We're doing pretty well. First year I left AFL, we won the flag, and then obviously COVID interrupted the next couple of years and going into a finals campaign now.
How's the old body holding up?
Body's holding up pretty well. I've been rested for one game in the last 4 years, so I'm still chugging along.
Jim, assistant coach here for Phillip Island, dual club and competition best and fairest winner. So don't worry about that. And you're going to coach next year, they tell us, Cam.
Yes, I'm taking over from Bo Vernon, the great man, so big shoes to fill.
Bo's here somewhere.
Where is Bo?
Oh, he's here. He's over there.
But the back, right.
They're super coach. He's been a good coach, hasn't he, locally?
Yeah, he's been fantastic. He coached Liam Gather to the first flag in many years and won the two flags back-to-back here and hopefully win a flag again this year.
So when you were at North, it was an amazingly run club back in those days, of course. Pat, weren't you? Incredible from the president down. The place just had everything ticking along nicely.
I'm very thankful for North Melbourne. It was great people. You know, I got to play with the game record holder and Petrie and Wellesley and got the kick of footy with JB when I was emergency in Perth.
Of course you did.
Got to kick the footy.
Bloody oath.
Did he tell you how good a player he was?
Yes. Well, we normally you're going to put the video of him playing cricket now. Or?
No, we shouldn't.
I didn't have to. Cam already knew about the nine for Claremont. You could see it, the magic in the fingers. Hey, good. Well done putting some back in too. Not only to local footy, but also New Haven College. That's over on the island as well.
Yeah, over on the island, it's a low fee paying private school, and it's got pretty good facilities and
low people. Fee. Private school.
It is a low. It is classes.
That's something in a sentence you never see. But
why haven't we discovered one of them?
Low fee.
My kids only go to really high fee paying
schools, and they don't go to school.
No, exactly.
Pupil free day yesterday or the other day.
Yeah, it was. Yesterday was Sunday, so.
Well, all right. Monday rabs your dick. But early girls, how are the unders going and the netballers? Quickly, just they through the finals.
Yeah, under 12s are through to the grand final, and under 14s and our under 16s are looking like. They're going to win. They're undefeated on top, and 18s are there about. And the reserves and seniors are there, and I think we've got four teams in the netball in the finals as well.
Oh, bloody hell!
And how's the pub? Is he look after here, old bottle glasses?
Well, half the footy club works here, so he does a good job keeping it on the floor.
Great to see you, Cam. Thanks for dropping by. Cam Patterson, everybody.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I had to ad-lib.
Yeah.
Ad-lib.
Oh, we have hit the road. We're at the San Remo Hotel, and, well, they're gathering to the fray. Have a look at them. Fat, they're everywhere.
You could not get another person in here. They're outside the beer garden, and they're starting to get a bit more vocal, Jim.
We just need to go and see Pete and see if there's a little envelope in it for the two of us.
No, Jim.
Or just a little donation.
Well,
in fact, we've had many putty people here.
I know. This is a normal Monday night, San Remo.
I'm pretty sure it isn't.
Exactly.
Now, Bill, just before you go.
Yes, please.
The final's coming up, of course. We don't know quite what's happening yet. We've got another round to go.
Yes, we do.
But I tell you what I want to see.
What do you want to see?
So these are the finals I want to see.
All right. Tell me who wins these.
I want to see Carlton and Collingwood first round of the finals at the MCG, 98,000. Nice. I want to see that game.
Yes, yep.
I want to see Frio Richmond Optus Stadium, nearly 60,000 there.
That'd be good, yes.
That's a massive game.
Huge.
Sydney Brisbane, I'm not sure where that game's going to be yet, but that game intrigues me.
In Sydney somewhere.
But the game I want to see more than any other game of football between now and the end of the year
is what?
Is you finishing on top.
Cats.
With your big, smug, fat, bald head.
Yeah.
And then having to play a home final at the MCG.
Against?
The reigning premier and getting beaten.
Yeah.
Well, not one thing in life would make me happier than to see that.
We're going down to Cadinia Park. It'll be held there.
Bill, not against Melbourne.
Holds 22,000. Yeah, why wouldn't you have it at Cadinia Park?
You haven't even got a stand.
There's a hole
in
the stadium at the moment.
Bill. So it's happened before. We finished above Richmond. Of course,
that's
we
it.
Play Richmond at the MCG.
At their home ground.
And we played above Melbourne and played Melbourne at the MCG.
Well, it's going to happen again. How are you going to go?
We'll be right, Jim. We're just going along nicely.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But the Cats finish on top. Some big games.
Well done to Chris Scott.
Yes. Well,
now, he's a star. We love him. And he has got your club ticking along beautifully.
Beautifully.
Doesn't get enough credit.
No, he doesn't. You're right. He wins the premiership. He will. Don't worry about that, Jimmy Boy. Now, the latest at the Essendon Football Club, it's been all happening all day, of course. Paul Brasher, the president, stood down yesterday before the game.
Yep.
And then they had a board meeting today. Some people were reporting that Ben Rutten had been sacked
yes.
or had let go.
One radio station went very firmly with that early.
And early, but as at 5:07 here at the San Remo Hotel Motel.
That's it.
Ben Rutten is still the coach of the Essendon Football Club.
Yes, he is.
And Damo was on before, and you can hear that chat where raps.
On the Listener app, of course, Bill.
Oh, yeah, Listener, spelt.
L-A-S-T-N-R.
That's it. Now, Jim.
Yes.
I had a chat with a mate about the All-Australian side. It's coming up, and they're going to be picking that very shortly, the squad. But
Angus Brayshaw, Andrew Brayshaw, All-Australians.
Two A Brayshaws should and could
exactly.
be in there.
Right, spot their on. Famous uncle.
No, he shouldn't be. J. Brayshaw, no. But who gets fullback for the All-Australian side, Jim?
Stephen May.
Well, he was there, but has he had a good last 5 or 6 weeks?
Yeah, I would still say Stephen May.
What about Brass?
What about Ben McKay?
No,
I think Stephen May.
De Koning.
No, I think Stephen May.
He's had a good year, De Koning.
Yeah, he's had a good year. You're asking me, I say Stephen
May. Righto, centre half back.
Darcy Moore.
I say Sam Taylor. Sam.
Yes,
he said Simon
he did
Taylor.
Say Simon off air.
I said Sam Taylor. Yes. Centre could be any one of those little midfielders, there are heaps of them.
That would be
Neil.
Clary Oliver for me.
Well, one of them. You're right. Yeah. Centre half forward, Jim.
Ooh. Now.
Yes, it gets interesting.
Well, Charlie Curnow's got to be in there.
So he'll
be
full
where are you putting
forward.
Him? Full forward.
Full forward.
Right.
Tomahawk pocket.
Yes.
Jeremy Cameron's in
I think, yep.
Is
I
that
think,
it?
Yep.
All right, who's been the best ruckman this year?
Ooh.
Max Gawn?
Max Gawn.
Yeah, you'd have to say that.
Yep.
And one more, the best small forward.
Ooh. Shea Bolton.
Shea Bolton's kicked. He's had a really good year. Can't remember how many he's kicked. But Tyson Stengel's had a good year.
He has had a very good year.
Very good year.
Good
so
year. No,
some interesting
so
spots up for grabs there. So we'll see what happens.
Well,
but
you would have been, you know, proud to be an All-Australian
I
if
was.
You had have been.
I was one
now,
year.
Bill, back in your day, on the bench doesn't count.
There's only two on the bench, not
Chaos,
like there's six.
We've got Agent Chaos down. He knows that bench. Bench back in the 80s were the afterthoughts.
What about his T-shirt, Jim?
Dev Flepson.
Easy yes. for you to say.
It is. All right, brilliant. Sam Doherty.
Yes, speaking of a bloke who's had a good year, Sam Doherty from
it
the Carlton Football Club
too.
And a local hero here down in San Remo joins us next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I haven't even heard it yet and it stinks.
Thanks to our van, RV. This is Triple M's Rush Hour, JB and Bill, live from the San Remo Hotel. And we are joined by local legend, Sam Doherty.
Yes! Oh, they got the
Our next guest is a Phillip Island local whose inspirational comeback to footy has the Blues on the edge of finals.
This will lift this big Carlton crowd. Doherty, a big fight on his hands, he's had, and he's kicked a goal at the MCG. And look at his mates run at him in numbers.
Before Carlton takes on Collingwood for the Richard Pratt Cup on Sunday, please welcome Sam Doherty.
Local product, first ever Phillip Islander to be drafted into the AFL. Sam, welcome to you.
Thanks, boys. Thanks for having me.
Do you spend any time at the San Remo Hotel?
Oh, I have a little bit in my junior days, but haven't been back for a while.
Bloody packed in here.
What about Wonthaggi, where you were born?
I was born there, went to school there, but definitely a Phillip Island boy, that's for sure.
Hey, Sammy, what happened? What happened Saturday Sammy. Night? My God.
Oh, boys. I know. It's hard. It's a tough one. We played the right way and we put in a very good effort, but we just couldn't get the detail right at the end of the game. So cost us a little bit, but as we always say in footy, time to move on and get on to next week.
Well, you probably don't know this, Sammy, but my beautiful partner in life, Lisa, is the most rusted-on Carlton fan. She couldn't speak for an hour and a half. Couldn't get any words out.
Nothing wrong with that, Jim.
I don't think she would have been alone. No. We were the same.
Eleven seconds.
Undermanned, and you had the game, you know, in your grasp. And I thought this is actually a really brave Carlton performance. Outside of the last 30 or 40 seconds, you must have been really pleased with a lot of what happened.
Yeah, we were. It's Melbourne are a bloody good footy side, and we wanted to match them in the contest. And I think we played in one of the highest pressure games, most contested games, in probably for the season. So. We played the game the right way, but as I said before, you have to get everything right at the end when the whips are cracking. So, it was disappointing to take the loss, but we're still in a position where our fate's in our own hands. So we're looking forward to this week against Collingwood.
Oh, what about that Sunday too? Looking forward to that. But you just must be love playing out there with the boys. That's what it's all about in big games. You must be just love being out there, Sammy boy.
Yeah, I do, and it's a privilege that we get to do it. Me personally, I thoroughly enjoy the game, so it's been great being back out there, and we've had amazing fans this year. The Carlton faithful have definitely turned out in every game that we've played, so we've had some fair crowds this year.
And I know you've been great support to Ben Cunnington, who is very public in his thanks to you for all the help you've given him, and he was a great story on the weekend too.
Yeah, he was. I loved watching him get out there on the weekend. It was pretty emotional pre-game, watching him run out with the kids and Belinda and everything. So it was, it's an amazing story, and being a small part of his journey in terms of trying to help him get through the similar road that we've travelled together. So I couldn't be more happy to see him get back out there. And I think we all saw the joy and love for football that he had. And it's just a subtle reminder that there's bigger things in the game at times.
When you do chat to him, if there are 100 words said, how many are you saying?
He actually probably gives me a little bit more than he gives most, to be honest. So, he's a ripping fella. He's a country lad that he earns everything that he has. And I couldn't be in more admiration about the way that he's gone about it and the journey he's had to travel and the ups and downs and everything he's faced to get back out there was pretty special.
How much are you looking forward to Sunday, MCG 320, Carlton Collingwood? That'll be a beauty.
Yeah. Go the pies. Yeah.
Well, I've got some Pies fans in here.
No, it's exciting. I think, as I said before, our own fate's in our own hands. If we win, we stay in. So we get to play in front of a massive crowd, and these are the games that you play. 44, and I couldn't be more excited to get out there on Sunday. I think it's going to be an amazing game, amazing spectacle of footy, and we all get to enjoy it together.
Yeah, we're going to get to the detail around the Peter Mac Cup, and we know you know plenty about what an amazing place that is. Speaking of amazing places, Phillip Island, what the hell did you do there growing up? Please, yes. Would you a surfer, or what would you
ride
get up to over there?
Motorbike, or what'd you do?
No, I was pretty entrenched in the footy club, but I tried my hand in surfing. All my mates would probably tell me I was absolutely no good, but there were some pretty talented surfers down my age when I was growing up, so I sort of followed them around a bit. But no, most of my time was spent at the footy club, as you can probably imagine, between footy and cricket. That was majority of my childhood, and spending times with mates, as you're probably aware, it's a pretty amazing place down there. So,
and Nat, you've got a little one on the way?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yeah, it's exciting times in the Doherty household, that's for sure.
That is very nice. Announced it on Instagram too. Nice little photo there.
So when's that arriving? What sort of month?
Mid-January we're looking at the moment. So,
well-planned.
Well-timed baby.
I love it. Hey, well done, mate. It's fantastic. Looking forward to it. And
some important detail here, Pat.
This week, Carlton and Collingwood Football Clubs will be raising money, as much money as they possibly can, for the Peter McCallum Cancer Centre. If you can, please head to prattcup.petermac.org.au and donate what you are able to for a worthwhile cause that makes a difference.
No, it does. It's an incredible place, actually, the Peter Mac Centre. So please give generously.
But on any other players that have come from Phillip Island or this way, Sammy?
No, there's not too many in the league. There's the Hemsworth brothers. They're the claim to fame. And
Do you know them?
I don't know them, but I know who they are, that's for sure.
Your thought.
And then Nicky Van Dyke's a very talented surfer. So she's around my age, so I grew up with her.
Hey, mate, you've been amazing this year. Everyone's loved how well you've played, and you're back to your very best, and that is a very high standard. Good luck, not only for the weekend, but for the finals coming up.
Thanks, boys. Hope everyone's enjoying it down there.
No, they are.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Triple M. Thanks to our van RV, we are live from the San Remo Hotel for Australia's largest range of seascape caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au.
And just chatting to the great Bo Vernon, by the way.
Yes.
What a legend he's been. 8 years of coaching premierships everywhere. Was our mate at the footy show. He used to come in and see us.
Spot on.
Quite regularly.
Great to see
Bozo. What a legend he is.
And they're going all right. Second on the ladder this year. So well done to Bo.
Good luck.
Cam's finals just taken over. He's got rid of him.
Before we get to the locals quiz, Bill, Rosie needs to unpack the quiz from the Saturday rub.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With Aussie Supermole, Rosie Walton.
Here she. Put your hands together, everyone, for Rosie Walton, the superstar.
Good afternoon. Thank you for coming down. Great to be here. What a magnificent burger I had earlier, too, by the way.
I know, you loved it.
I love this pub.
It is good. When you get your meal. Colleen. I ordered through Colleen, and she forgot. I was a bit hungry after an hour.
Very busy.
So I went up and said, Colleen, how's that the back straps going?
And?
She said, oh, I forgot. I got talking.
Forgot about that.
Forgot about poor old Fat.
Yeah.
How are you, host?
He looks like he needs a meal, Fat, doesn't he?
That's what
he could
Colleen
not eat
said.
For a month.
Colleen said he's not going to starve.
No.
Now, Saturday, James, you and I witnessed and experienced one of the worst quizzes of all time.
No.
Because of you, William Anthony.
You.
Anthony Williams.
No, it was horrific.
It was. Why was it?
If anyone hasn't heard the Saturday Rub quiz, I'd go on Listener, LISTNR, to AFL footy, and you can hear it because it didn't finish, basically. We had no winner, no ending, nothing.
No.
Jack Leahy has sent us a message on Instagram at Triple M Rush Hour. Feedback for Rosie. I've never written in before. I've lived in London for 5 years and listened to the Saturday Rub every single week. Saturday Just Gone was by far away Bill's worst.
It was.
He's in career worst and don't think K-Rock would have taken him back given the chance.
No, they wouldn't have.
Still ringing.
Tony Rath said, hey, Hose Mary, just listen to the Saturday Rub on the podcast. That quiz was absolutely disgusting by Fat Guts. That quiz needs a spell. Fat needs a spell. We aren't even in September yet. The good news is we've got a quz here to make
good.
No.
It'll
make
be up next.
So, now, Rosie, you know how you do a lot of the feedback with the magnificent family members. Agent Chaos.
Oh, yes. one of our
oldest and dearest family members here.
If you follow Agent Chaos, you can see the whole day on his Instagram. Pretty much tracked everything that's happened. We are here for our van
funny
RV.
When you hear about those blokes and then you meet them and, like, look at him. Like he's straight out of jail or something. He's got the handlebars.
He's a good boy, Chaos.
We love our fans.
He's a good boy, Chaos.
Just on my quiz, by the way. It was not my fault again.
Oh, really?
It was a Josh Kennedy quiz. So every answer was Josh Kennedy.
And you still couldn't finish
it. I asked question 10, and the bloke said Sandy Roberts, so he can get stuck.
Yeah, but that might have been your fault, but you asked the nearest to the pin question of somebody that there was only one contestant.
Only one in the canoe.
That was clever by me.
No.
Righto.
And then you asked Josh Kennedy himself if he'd rung Josh Kennedy.
Which I thought was a good question.
And then we said, well, what would you ask? And he goes, g'day, Josh Kennedy, it's Josh Kennedy. That was Bill. So craft. He hung up. That was his craft.
Craft. I've run out of time for other feedback. I'll do it tomorrow. So
we
need to get the quiz organised.
All right. How many
because
quiz?
This might take a long
so
time.
So this is all locals coming up?
All locals coming up. We've got some local questions and some general knowledge questions.
G.K.?
Yep. And a nearest to pin?
No.
I wouldn't have thought.
Nothing about Josh Kennedy either.
$100 San Remo hotel voucher and a $50 Thirsty Camel voucher up for grabs
for the
as
winner.
Well.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, can't.
Thanks to our mates at Our Van RV for Australia's largest range of seascape caravans. Check out ourvanrv.com.au. JB and Bill, we are live from the San Remo Hotel.
And we've got Adam Head, a digital Huey down here. It's his birthday today, if
it
you
is.
Don't mind.
Ethan.
Have a look at him. So he's happy to be here down at the San Remo Hotel for his birthday.
Yeah, happy.
Get a smile on your face, Huey.
Come
now,
on.
Listen.
It's Ethan, Jim,
here
way.
We go with the quiz. What yes. are we giving away, please, Rabbits, for a start?
$100 San Remo Hotel voucher plus a $50 Thirsty Camel voucher, which is just out the,
out
back,
the back
near our caravan.
Gee, so Pete finally put his hand in his pocket for
a little bit. Yep.
Well, thanks for that, Pete.
Yeah.
All right, so, Bill, what are you doing?
Well, I've got all the natives lined up here. They're all ready to go, and I'm going to ask... I think 10, but if it goes a bit long, I'm going to shorten it up, Jim.
Ah, yeah, right.
Because I've learnt over the weekend.
Have you? Yeah.
We'll shorten it all up. Hello, Dale. Sorry you're not in the quiz. Keep going. I thought, geez, I'm going all right here. Don't worry about that.
No, you're not.
I might have to camp the night in the RV van. Righto, here we go.
Your room number.
No. Here we go. Now, guess who we've got first, Jim?
Who we got first up?
Slug.
Oh, no.
Hello, Slug. Welcome.
How you going, Bill?
Do you work here at the pub?
Yes, I do. The odd occasional Saturday shift.
Good. What else do you do, Sloke?
I am a Sparky, so San Remo Electrical for all your electrical...
Righto, shut up, Sloke. What? Here we go. What time are the pelicans fed here on the bridge? What time?
12 o'clock.
Yes! Yeah,
one from one.
I'll give him an easy
away.
One. When, what date is the MotoGP on this year?
Well, I'm going to say late October. I'm going to go the 27th of October.
Bad luck, Slug. Out. Oh, bad luck.
It's the end of Slug.
Come on. No. Who we got? Brendan. Go, Brendo.
Here you go. How
what
are you?
Do you do, Brendo?
I'm a school teacher.
Oh, yeah. Look like you just got out, to be honest. But anyway, when is the MotoGP? When is it? What date? I'll give you, you can have three. It's over the weekend, right?
14th of October.
Yes, Jimmy boy. 14th to the 16th of October. Let's go down here. What is the collective term for knives, spoons and forks?
What?
It's a general knowledge question.
What the hell?
The collective term. Brendo, come on.
Gathering.
gathering. Fair dinkum.
What are we dealing with?
I knew that one would get them down here at San Remo,
really?
Jim.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no, here we go. Who's up next? Come on. Come on, big Kurt. How are you, Captain?
All right, how are you?
What do you do?
Landscaper.
Oh, he looks like a big, tough landscaper too. Got a big beard. What is the collective term for knives, spoons and forks?
Cutlery.
There we
yes,
are.
Yes, well done. Well, who told you that, Kurt?
No, maybe he's the teacher. There's
You think that, yeah, the teacher would know. What is the name of the rock formation seen near the Penguin Parade out near the seal colony? Come on, Kurt. It's a local question.
The Nobbies?
The Nobbies, hey! Yes! How many is that? I've lost count.
I think that's four. Isn't it?
Yep.
No, a couple of more. Which three grounds have hosted the last three AFL grand finals, Kurt?
Couple of more.
The Gabba.
And there's going to be six.
And Optus Stadium.
Yeah, three grounds.
MCG.
Hey? MCG. Oh, Kurt! Well done!
The captain.
Wow! Kurt's on fire.
Up and about.
Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton?
Philip Orland.
And?
Gippsland Power.
And?
Carlton Reserves.
Oh, no. What the hell?
That's all
nothing.
Right.
Nothing. No, off.
Oh.
You've got to know a local legend better than that.
Well, he did play for Philip Orland, but anyway, Bad luck. We'll give you a prize, Kurt. Don't go anywhere.
Triple M prize pack.
Triple M prize pack for Captain.
For you. Yep.
Here's Glenn. Hello, Glenn.
G'day, Bill. How are you, mate?
What do you do, Glenny?
Construction supervisor.
Well, that means nothing, and you get paid well. Is that right?
Not really.
No. Righto. Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton? AFL team, I want. Come on, Glenn.
The Goldie.
No, not the Gold Coast. Come on.
Close.
Here's Floss. Hello, Floss.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you do, Flossie?
Own a laundromat, a linen service, and a caravan park.
Wow. Geez, you're a good catch. Are you married?
Yes.
Oh, geez, I thought old Anthony William might just slip into the caravan park tonight. Floss.
Oh, my God, what an offer.
Flossie?
No. Come on.
Who did Sam Doherty play for before Carlton? And it was up in Queensland way.
So I'm going to have a crack at Brisbane.
Yes.
Here we are.
Here we go, two more. Name, and then you get the whole prize here. Name one of today's specials at the Sam Remo Hotel. I want the soup special, please.
Sam.
Capsicum?
Capsicum what?
Soup.
And potato, but I'll give you that.
You've got two more questions.
Well, I'm running out of questions.
Right.
Which tennis player has announced they are evolving away from tennis? She, there's a hint, is not retiring. She's going to evolve away from tennis.
I want to say Serena Williams.
Why don't you say that?
Oh, Serena Williams.
Yes!
All right, one more.
Oh, geez, hang on, Jim, I'm running out.
One more.
Righto. What is the name of the annual Hot Rod Festival that's held here? What's that called?
Oh, my God.
Come on, Floss. Oh, you live here. You've got a bloody caravan park.
I organise this function. Oh, my God.
Floss, come on.
Oh, and no. Here's the Hot Rods.
No, it's called something else by...
Leroy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you got time.
No.
You, bad luck. Give us something. We'll give...
Sorry. Triple M prize pack.
Because I organise a lot of the stuff for the sandwich.
No, Floss, you should have probably known that. Don't worry, you get a pack here. Give something to Floss. Righto, Frosty, come on here. Just walk in here. You name the annual Hot Rod Festival.
Custom rods and cars.
Yes!
Yes, great.
Well, oh, good. So no feedback tomorrow. Well done. What do you do, Frost?
I run a caravan park too, man.
How many caravan parks are around here?
There's a lot of them, big fella.
Who's better, yours or Floss's?
Well, they're both pretty good.
Oh, there we go. Well done. You've won a $100 San Remo hotel pack, a $50 yes. Thirsty Camel, and whatever else there. And another quiz. But well done, Bill.
Oh. All thanks to the San Remo Hotel, award-winning bar and dining. Everyone involved then gets a Triple M prize pack.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing in now, Jim? Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you? You're sitting there, you dickhead.
Hey, Jim.
For Australia's largest range of seascape caravans, check out ourvanrv.com.au. We've been from the San Remo Hotel tonight, boys.
And they've done a great job of welcoming us, thanks yes. to Colleen and Pete.
Yes.
Colleen hasn't moved. She's just running her own table there.
Drinking frothies.
Isn't she? She's loving it. And Pete's just wandering around, keeping everyone
He's
happy.
On the pool table.
He's
on
lost.
The pool table.
He'll got
get,
lost.
He'll get nice and loose later, Pete. You two are staying.
Yeah, we are. Staying the
Bloody
night.
Bloody hell.
Five-star accommodation.
Good. In yes. the Alvan RV at the back.
Van RV.
But next week,
yes,
we go to Mansfield.
Mansfield.
Yes. Do you know where we're going? What pub?
No.
The Delatite.
One on the roundabout.
That's it.
Yes.
The Delatite Hotel.
Where
double
Ned
story.
Kelly used to bloody bore people with his crap stories.
Did he what? Drank there? And then
well,
Kelly.
No, they weren't. Not the Ned. I'm talking about Craig Kelly.
Oh, geez, it's old.
Not the bush ranger.
How old is it?
Come it on. Is old. Not that old, though.
No. Yes. So we're going there, but tomorrow, Jimmy boy,
yes.
we will announce our next country venue. So
like it.
If you put a, like we've gone here down the Gippsland.
Yep.
Then we're going around
Mansfield,
Victoria,
yep.
Mansfield. So something tells me we'll be going that way, whatever.
Which is
that way.
What way?
On radio, just waving your arms.
I don't know what that way is. But, but that's we'll announce that tomorrow, which
yes.
should be good.
All right, nice.
We've got a birthday. Ethan, of course, is
yeah.
his name.
Our
Jim,
man,
Huey,
is having his 27th.
And Mocky, Mocky's the manager.
Where's Mocky?
Where's Mocky, the manager? Where is he?
Yes.
Hey, geez, he's well liked.
Happy birthday, Mocky.
Really well liked him,
yeah.
Jim. No, it's his son's birthday, so we had to mention that. So
very good.
That is it, but I'll tell
right,
you what.
The joke.
I've got a beauty, Jim.
Are you getting the crowd involved in it?
No, we'll get the crowd. I'll have a chat to them during the break. Oh, the Devon Meadows boys are still here. Look out. Oh, they're gone, eh?
Bill's joke to wrap up a massive rush hour live from the San Remo Hotel award-winning bar and dining.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
JB and Bill live from the San Remo Hotel, and it's all been thanks to our mates at Our Van RV.
Yeah, we went and checked the Our Van RV out. It's just out the back. Bill, it's unbelievable.
Mate, got shower, got a dunny, double bed for me, a little bunk for you.
It's got nothing.
It has stove, got an oven, fridge. Nothing. It's amazing.
TV.
I never knew all that stuff existed within the one thing.
What, haven't you been into a caravan lately?
No.
You wouldn't do it, actually.
Bill,
you would not do it.
That is the state of the art. Well, that has not been used. It's brand new.
Pull that up at the caravan park, Jim.
My goodness.
They'd be coming from everywhere just have a little sneaky look.
It's a very nice thing.
Family owned, too. Isn't it, Raps?
It is.
Yep.
For 10 years. Our Van RV.
Our Van RV. Go and check it out. It's superb. Everyone down here at San Remo.
What's on tomorrow, Jim?
Good question.
I'll tell you what we are going to do is have a chat about your cricketing mates.
Andy Lee's going to be on the
Andy
show.
Andy Lee's on the
Triple
show.
M cricket.
All right.
Shattered Carlton fan from the weekend.
Well, we'll talk to him. But also, all your cricket mates are in Melbourne for the weekend, Jim, and you didn't get invited.
Really?
Hunter?
You know why?
Oh, it's because I was busy.
No, because you had to play
working.
For Australia.
Oh, that's funny.
And you didn't play for Australia, good.
Yeah,
I like that.
Righto. So
we've got a joke. We've got a very, very good joke. Don't worry, the crowd will get involved here.
I don't reckon they will.
They love the joke, don't you?
Yeah! Not
that's
really.
What we like.
Don't reckon.
Here we go.
Danger time for laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
Why have I got a real bad feeling about this?
So have I now. That's come down to the joke because I puffed it up a bit. But here we go. Raps.
Yes.
Why? Actually, to Jim. I'm going to ask.
Oh, you're asking me this. So, you're right. It's going to be Raps.
Jim.
Yes.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Why?
To get to the idiot's house.
Is that the joke?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
The chicken!
Is that how they're getting the
idiot? Because you're the idiot.
No,
you're
good.
The idiot.
No good.
They had to get to the idiot's house, and you're the idiot.
Still.
It took a while for him to get. Oh,
really?
Pete's still scratching his head.
Yeah,
he's got no idea
what's
this
happening.
Deserve plastic?
Right, Ramsey, what do we want?
Plastic, Leroy.
No! Brilliant.
San Remo. That's what it's called, you idiot. Knock, knock, Jim.
That's it.
Done. Let's have a frothy. Frothy.
Sur la terre.